And from our New York studios up in Harlem, USA, it's time to go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Civil, and Jay. Listen, Tom, this morning, a death mystery that has a Georgia mother in turmoil. The victim, 17-year-old Kendrick Johnson, was found upside down inside a rolled-up mat at his high school back in January of 2011. Now, the Georgia Bureau of Investigation ruled his death a freak accident. But Kendrick's family ordered a private autopsy, and those results determined the 17-year-old died from a fatal blow and that his death was not an accident. If that wasn't enough, Tom, the private exam revealed Kendrick's organs, including his brain, were never returned to his body and that he had instead been stuffed with newspaper. Even though the Georgia Bureau of Investigation insisted it returned all of his organs to the body after the initial autopsy. Now, Tom, last January, Kendrick's family filed a $100 million lawsuit against a number of people, including an FBI agent who they accuse of ordering his two sons to attack Kendrick. I'm going inside her story with Kendrick's mother, Jackie Johnson. Good morning, Ms. Johnson.
Good morning.
Now, you're living every parent's nightmare, not only dealing with the untimely death of your son, but also going up against government agencies trying to prove that they are lying about his death. It must be exhausting. How are you holding up this morning?
I'm holding up because I got to stand up and fight for justice for my son.
Now, what made you first doubt your son's death was an accident, as the Georgia Bureau of Investigation had determined?
They wanted school when they gave us that theory they gave us about my son falling down into a mat, trying to retrieve the shoe. We knew that was for, because we, as a parent, we know how our children are. The things that my son would have done was pushed all those mats down, got his shoes, and went on the class and left those mats right there like that pushed down.
Mm. Now, you filed a lawsuit against 38 people, including the FBI agent I mentioned, saying that his son attacked your son. Do you believe that's what led to Kendrick's death?
I just think that the evidence that they gave us, it didn't make any sense.
Do you have any idea how your son may have died?
No, that's what we're trying to, because it's in the hands of the Department of Justice now. So that's what we're trying to find out.
Now, the private autopsy that your family ordered, it said that Kendrick received a fatal blow. Do you know what that could have been or what could have caused that? Any idea?
No, I don't at this time.
Okay. Let me ask you about the newspaper stuffing. When I read about that, when I heard about that, I thought that was so odd. How and the Georgia Bureau of Investigation, they're saying they returned the organs to the body after their initial autopsy. The funeral home is saying that they didn't remove the organs. So how did he end up stuffed with newspaper? I know you're trying to figure this out, but have there been any new answers about this?
No, there haven't been any new answers about the newspaper stuffing, about his clothing that never got returned either. All his organs that were missing from his brain, his tongue, his windpipe, his soul, every internal organ from his brain to his pelvis was missing.
So they said that wasn't unusual.
Yeah, that's unusual. They're supposed to have those organs with the body at all times.
Right, unless
can
someone...
Can I ask about the relationship, yeah. Jackie? Because in the lawsuit, it was said that the FBI agent who was a part of this lawsuit encouraged his son, who were schoolmates of your son, to violently assault him. What was the relationship, if any, between these boys?
They had played football together. They didn't have any type of relationship. They were just on the same football team.
And was there any history? I mean, even though they may not have been friends, was there any history of any animosity or anything between them?
Well, we were about in litigation, so you know a lot of that.
Oh, okay, all right, yeah.
So you can't really talk about those details. Tell us about, Ms. Johnson, this incident that you ended up and your husband and some other family members facing charges for, where you tried to block the courthouse. What's the situation there? Or can you tell us about that moment?
Yes. We at the beginning, when Kendrick first got killed, nobody was trying to hear our story. Our son had got killed in a school, out of all places, in a school. And nothing was being done about it. I mean, they were just giving us little theories and stuff. So we decided to put public pressure on them. We went up there and we blocked. We did block the entrance to the courthouse. We didn't let nobody in nor nobody out. They took us to jail, and we didn't mind going to jail because I had died for my child.
Right.
Do you think race had anything to do with your son's death?
That's a good question.
So you're not certain?
I'm not.
What about the treatment? Race dealing with that?
Yeah. What about that? Because I know the U.S. Justice Department looked into this, and are they? It seems like they're done with this. But locally, the U.S. Attorney is dealing with it. The U.S. Attorney in your region, is that where things are, as far as the federal government stepping in?
Well, it's in Washington right now, and we just kind of wait for them to It's taking a long time, but I'm praying they're doing a thorough investigation. So everybody that had a part in my son's murder, they got to be accounted.
Yeah, Tom, I was asking Ms. Johnson if her son, Kendrick, would have graduated this upcoming May. And she says they're having a special graduation ceremony in his honor. Can you tell us about that, Ms. Johnson?
Yes, we're doing our own graduation ceremony because I'm on our campus. So we're doing a ceremony on May 23rd. We're going to make sure Kendrick have a proper graduation. Even though he won't be there, he will be there.
Okay. And Tom, they've been banned from that high school property. The family cannot go on the high school property. It is a very disturbing situation that this family is dealing with. Yeah.
Wow. And we have to note that this is in Valdosta, Georgia, and that's where we are right now. It was good meeting you last night. And will you have lunch with us this afternoon?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, you guys.
Yeah.
Good
it's
luck
a disturbing
to you,
story.
Yeah. We will definitely pray for you.
It was very nice to meet you last night, even under the circumstances, and we just wish the best for you and your family.
Thank you.